Thanks.
And you can't
appreciate specific
heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
One raised and nothing. Vegan.
Welcome to the Wags Imaginary Radio Show, a program that combines conversation with music, humor, discussing why you walk into a room, then forget what you went in there for, and the life and experiences of four struggling musicians. The Imaginary Radio Show will start right after this song.
Cherry's Exercise five-word game.
It should have a name, though.
I know. It's Cherry's Exercise. That's what I called it before.
Well,
this is week two of Cherry's Exercise.
Do you want to have a real name? Like, should Cherry come up with a real name for it?
Cherry can come up with a real name for it.
What would you want to call this game, Cherry?
Dr. McGee's five-word.
Dr. McGee's five-finger exercise.
Yeah. I already had Dr. McGee's five-finger exercise.
Can we?
I don't want to play again. Five. Trust me. It's not a lot of fun. Cha-ching! That's what he said when he was done. Cha-ching!
Wordplay five.
I want to put a spin on it this week.
Okay.
We all picked five words.
Okay. Five words are related to our week.
Did they have to relate to our week?
Well, no, but I just thought next week they have to relate to our week.
Well, the reason why I did that because it would get you talking about something.
It
get you
talking about
week.
Exactly. And I think she's right.
But you don't have
and
to.
And you didn't do it.
No, my words relate to nothing.
I know. Well, I felt like my words relate to this week. I just thought about
it. Mine kind of do.
Okay, good. So then that's good. One person followed the rules.
One out of four. That's not bad.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of bad, but... Anyway, my spin on it would be, I'd like to trade my words.
Oh, now you want to trade
them?
No, you have to tell the story about the words.
No, I want to trade them now. I want you to tell the story about my words.
What?
Okay.
That's
a different game.
No, it's not. It's the five-word game. It just, they're not your words.
But you're not going to, I'll read your first word, chateau. Why did I think of chateau this week?
I
don't know.
Because it wasn't
you're next.
Word.
What's your word?
Explain your
so
words.
So you explain your words, and then we shift.
Oh, no.
Yeah, do it.
I forgot this part of the game.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Oh, wait, you want to shift now?
Well, no, like, I don't really have any personal attachment.
You just picked words? That's the whole part, the first part of the game. You suck at this game. You suck at this game.
I picked interesting words.
Okay, well, you better make them, you better be fast on you. But
say why you think they're interesting, then.
Yeah. Why don't you start?
Something personal.
Why don't you start this week? You start this week. Brian, go. Your first word.
Chateau.
Okay.
I thought it would be a unique place to speak about in our story tonight.
Chateaubriand.
I thought it would be unique, because how often do any of us go to a chateau?
Never.
Or talk about chateaus.
All right.
Okay, so now it's your turn.
Belt.
Okay, story behind belt.
I've had to start wearing a belt at work because my pants and my shorts are falling down, and I'm having to wear a radio, so my pants are falling down even worse.
Right, so Alicia has belt. I have lemonade.
Lemonade.
I passed a lemonade stand.
Did you pay 5 cents to a kid?
No. Okay. I threw my empty Snapple bottle.
No.
Did you pass it on the way here?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. Did you pass it?
I did.
Did you stop?
No, and you know what? They were actually selling iced tea.
It was iced tea.
Which is my drink.
You should have stopped.
I would have, if it wasn't on a dangerous street.
Yeah, I know, they really should have. No, it was right on whatever. Oh, God forbid, don't name the street.
What? Oh, you bleeped it out.
Bleep.
It's on a main drag, right. But the problem is, like, that's where you get business. The problem is, like, right. Setting up a lemonade stand on Route 17.
Right.
It's going to be a problem.
That's a little
people, rough. You know, veering off to the side to get your 5 cent lemonade.
And as I passed them, and I saw iced tea, and I got to the stop sign, I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of getting home early, and I saw them. I would like to give them the business and maybe even, you know, give them a couple extra bucks or whatever, like, because it was a couple kids there. But it was such a dangerous place. And where do you park there? You can't park on that road.
They didn't have parking. That was my biggest problem. You know, this is a failure. You have no parking.
Do they have car service? Do they go up to your window? Like, you know.
How much were they charging?
I don't know. I think it was a buck, but.
Inflation.
Holy.
But I gotta. But like, how do you even do the transaction on a busy road? Like, I'm gonna cause an accident. I'm gonna get hit by, you know, a car.
I know. And they were waving that sign like they were in the middle of the street, like a high school car wash.
Yeah,
come on!
That's what I thought it was, a car wash.
But that's an arm one. Like,
there were parents there.
There were.
But were they young kids or were they like teenagers?
9, 10.
Yeah, no, they were young.
All right, let's hear Sherry's words.
Gotcha.
My first one was bass speaker. I think you saw that in the email. But this guy every day just comes past our store. No respect. And just boom, 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 boom. It's just, and it rattles the windows. And everyone's just like,
You thought that. Do you think that would have left? It's like a status thing, or like when we were teenagers, that was the big thing. I mean, not for me, but my friend was a Guido, and he had, like, you know, the whole trunk. Like, you know, oh, I can't, you know, we got four people going to the movies, and well, I can't drive. Why? Because my speakers are in the back seat. You don't understand. I have a 2-seater now, and it was just there wasn't a tweeter to be found. It's just woofer central, and then that was it. And it would, all right, whatever. And I just.
That's annoying.
Well,
what's your word, Brian?
My next word is, since I didn't follow the rules of the game, is Neptune.
Wow, you were thinking of Neptune this week?
Yes, well, actually, I was.
Okay.
This one does, of all my words, this one does have a relation. Because I watched this special on the planets in our solar system.
Again, with the space special.
Yeah, didn't we talk about this last week?
Did I tell you? No, I didn't tell you about this one. No, this is good. This is a good story about Neptune. This particular documentary, I don't know what it's called, whatever, the universe or something. But they were talking about how the planets formed and everything like that. And they were talking about why some of them, some space bodies have pock marks on them. Like, why is the moon pocked and why is Mercury pocked and stuff? And they said they believe it's because of Neptune. Actually, it's not really Neptune's fault, but Neptune was part of the whole thing. There were two planets. Forgive me, I can't remember what they are, but it's like Mercury and the one next closest to it, whatever. They're going around in the... Why are you laughing?
This leads me to my next question.
All right, hold on. Anyway.
Go ahead.
So the things they go around in are called orbits.
Which actually was my second word, but I crossed it off because I was thinking you guys would say, oh, that's not a noun or whatever.
It is an orbit.
Well,
orbits
It's also a verb.
It's also a verb.
I just been chewing gum.
Right. Anyway, two planets. Wow.
Wow.
It's a long story. Come on, I'm going
to
make it short here.
Me.
Edit.
Two.
Anywho.
Two planets orbiting close together.
Sounds sexy.
Knocked Neptune out of the park. Neptune then floated away or whatever through a big asteroid belt. And on its way, it hit these asteroids and it sent the asteroids bang, 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 like all over the place.
Oh, geez.
Disrupted the whole universe. All the asteroids hit all the planets.
Well,
they think that maybe that's what caused life on Earth, like that the one of these asteroids or meteors or whatever. Carrot was carrying water and it hit the planet Earth and then poof, we're all here. But I just thought that was interesting that Neptune was in a different orbit and it went through this big asteroid belt and just caused this chain reaction that maybe actually started life. And then it got hooked into its current orbit. And that's it. That's Neptune. So there was a story behind Neptune on my list.
That's good.
All right. The other one's now.
All right. What's your next word?
My next word is bite.
B-I-T-E, bite.
Yep, bite.
Okay.
Because I got bitten so many times today at work. Yes, everything is about work. One of the lorikeets, Perry, I call him Perry the Randy Lorikeet because he tries to have sex with my hand every time I go into the enclosure, which he did again today. He bit me in lots of places, including, look at that. Doesn't look like much, but it hurt, let me tell you. It was very hard not to curse.
Jeez.
But he bit me on the face. Right here. Thank God it wasn't, like, really hard because they have really strong, really sharp beaks. So, yeah, I got bitten by him a lot, and a couple of the ponies tried to bite me. That was it. I get bitten.
Very biteable.
Yeah, I get bitten all the time at work, but it's okay.
My next word is Harper Valley PTA.
That's also not a word, but okay.
That's a noun.
That is a
phrase. That is a noun. The Harper Valley PTA is the Harper Valley PTA. That is a noun.
PTA is a noun. Harper Valley is an adjective.
Well, no, but it's the Harper Valley PTA,
I
so it's a noun.
Picking nicks.
I know.
Which is what exactly?
My next word is Harper Valley PTA.
That was a TV show.
That was not only, and I was thinking about it this week, because not only was it a fantastic TV show.
Really?
It's one of the best songs ever written. Now, what are the odds of that?
I think that it's not true.
Are you faking this or?
Yes, I'm faking it.
Oh,
right.
Thank God.
Okay.
Wasn't that funny? I didn't think it was that funny. I just thought
what's
I'd
the basis
bring
of that show?
I don't know. Barbara Eden was.
I think it was like
the song
flies of the 80s.
The song was like about the woman. I forget who sang the song. Some country woman.
Yeah.
And she wore a skirt too high. And the PTA was all up in arms about it. So she walked in and she's like, oh yeah, well you're sleeping with this one, and you drink, and you do this, and it was like one of those story songs. And then they turned it into a hit smash TV series starring Audrey Regine.
Wow.
There you go.
How was it?
Harper Valley PTA.
Okay.
It wasn't like Valley Girl type thing, no.
No,
she was just like Barbara Eden. She had her, boobs hanging out, and, she was a...
So that doesn't really relate to your week, then.
No, it doesn't. But I was thinking about it this week.
That's like Chateau.
No, I was just saying, what TV show, and it's probably the only TV show and song that were, great.
Good.
Is that supposed to be funny again?
No.
Yeah, you can say stuff like
funny,
that.
It wasn't funny the first time. I think it would be funny the second time.
Relates to him.
Just thinking.
It doesn't have to be from the week. But. My next word relates to my first one, which was sawed-off shotgun, because I would love to have had one of those.
When the bass
that
side
goes
by?
Yeah. So I was just...
Is it okay if I move my chair, Brian?
Where are your sawed-off shotguns when you need them?
Brian, your next word.
My next word is chocolate.
Okay.
And what I have to make up a story that... Cause
you like chocolate.
I do like...
Those are your words. Neptune. I like Neptune. Toast. I like toast.
I do
chocolate.
Like toast.
I like chocolate.
to chocolate.
Toe chocolate.
I like toe chocolate. You like toe chocolate?
No.
Tan lines. Woo. Do I look like I'm wearing white socks? Yes, I do. Because I have crazy tan lines from work. Look at my watch.
Oh, yeah. Watch.
Isn't really there. I know you can't see it. Only those of us who are sitting at the table can see it. But still.
This is radio.
Yes, I know.
It's not good radio, but it's radio.
It's podcast.
It's not even radio. We can't even do bad radio. We're trying. We're getting there.
But I have crazy tan lines from work.
What's your word, Ryan? Come on.
My next word is bandito.
Bandito.
That's funny. That's my next word, too.
Just because Jared, why are you laughing like that?
Just because, you know what? It's a fun word to say.
I'm like, I don't know any of his words.
It's bandito. I don't know. Spanish bandits? Yeah. I was just saying it to myself, bandito.
Okay.
Are you
just
the Frito bandito?
Bandito.
I'm bandito.
So it could be a name or an expression, like, bandito!
El jefe?
And you're bandito.
I'm bandito. We should join forces.
You know, it's fitting. It does make sense that you would be bandito.
Why?
Because it just sounds evil.
I'm bandito.
Bandito.
Okay, all right,
well,
that's my word.
I'm radio, but my next word is a visual as well, but I'll have to show it to you.
Uh-oh.
Giraffe.
Aww,
giraffe.
Look at that.
He came today with the big eyes. So cute.
Oh, that is cool. Is that a beanie baby?
Yes, it's a TY. It's a beanie baby. And it's got big eyes.
What big eyes you have?
Big eyes.
Very nice.
I like big
just
eyes.
Caught my attention. So yeah. I had to buy.
You like big guys?
I like big guys.
Big guys.
I like big guys that can cuddle.
Big fat fingers.
With fat fingers and
Vaseline.
And cigar breath.
All right.
Just stubble so I can rub against it and get all chafed.
Big guys. That's his next word, huh?
Potpourri.
Nice. What? What?
Potpourri.
Potpourri.
What, did I say it wrong?
I think you said it wrong the first time.
All right. Well, I'm not repeating it, so I picked that.
Okay.
Because we have that in our bathroom.
No, we don't.
At Christmas time.
Okay.
It's just weird. I mean, isn't it a weird thing, potpourri? Like you just—it's like this box of like I don't know
dried stuff,
dried flowers and stuff. It's like, what is that?
Because it smells good.
Yeah, but so do other things. I mean, you can get, like, a nice can of Lysol that smells nice.
But they're all pretty.
I don't know. This is this thing about, like, things that are for show and things that smell
potpourri.
Good.
Potpourri.
And, like, you know, a candle here and there is nice, but, like, you know, I don't know. Then you got candles that you don't light.
I had a friend growing up that used, instead of, like, air freshener, he used to spray Rite Aid. Rite Aid? He used to spray Rite Guard.
Rite Guard.
I'm sure he didn't spray Walgreens.
He sprayed Walgreens all over the place.
He used to spray. I heard still he got taken over.
He used to spray Rite Guard. So whenever you go into, whenever I smell, to this day, I smell Rite Guard. Not that I smell Rite Guard a lot. But
except when you go to your proctologist.
Yeah, when I go to my proctologist.
Proctology.
You know what?
I get scared when I say it.
My next word is fitting for you right now.
My right aid? Right guard. Right guard.
Oh.
Right guard. He used to spray right guard in his bedroom. So now when I smell right guard, I think of my friend growing up.
Maybe he bought it at Rite Aid.
Maybe.
Or buy right.
Buy right aid.
Right guard.
Yeah, you're having trouble saying that.
Right?
Maybe you had a little bit of my number five word, but we'll get back to that later.
Wait a minute. Okay, I skipped over. Wait a minute. What's your word?
No, it's not my turn, is it?
Yeah, she did potpourri, and I went to my Rite Aid speech, which didn't pan out quite too well.
Right on.
Well, my fourth word is kookaburra.
Ooh.
Because we have two kookaburras at work. And I got to work with them today. I had to clean the cage and put bamboo in there. I can make a kookaburra sound.
Go for it.
They're called laughing kookaburras and they go like this. Like that.
Very cool.
What's your word?
Animal crackers.
Nice.
Because I was thinking of them the other day because I wanted one.
Because they have a very distinct... No one can eat just one. You have to carry around that whole little purse they give you.
The Barnum & Bailey.
The Barnum & Bailey purse. You get a little strap-on
thing. It's cool.
You get a strap-on with your animal crackers.
Did we have to burst into song?
That's my fifth. You took my fifth word, bestiality.
Oh, perhaps you shouldn't have the windows open.
That's great. We're all going to get arrested. Great. The lemonade stand.
You spend the night in jail. Oh,
man. Sherry's word.
I don't want my animal crackers.
You're done.
Sherry's word.
No, I want to know. Come
no, on. I was just coming a purse.
The man purse.
The little...
the merce.
Why don't they make a purse out of... I'm going to make that. That would sell money.
What?
I bet you they do.
An animal cracker purse. Because it comes in a purse.
I guarantee you they do.
I've never seen it. That was like my other... Hang on a second.
Like, go on Amazon or something.
That was my other idea. I had this great idea. I was going to make $1 million. I love the smell of suntan lotion.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know what? And I was at work today. And I'm like, you know what? Because I used to spray it on myself. I love suntan lotion. You know, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make cologne out of this. This would sell a ton of suntan lotion. Who doesn't like suntan lotion? And then a friend of mine pointed out that, why don't you just wear suntan lotion?
Yeah,
and that kind of brought my idea down.
Though.
Oh, look at
it's
that.
The winter months.
See? Animal cracker purse.
Check it out.
They also have purses that look like Chinese food boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Which yeah. I thought that was a pretty good idea.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Yeah, so my suntan
lotion.
Your
cologne would be for the winter months.
But you could just wear suntan lotion. Like, you're not going to pay $40 for a bottle of Mallory suntan lotion.
Mm.
I mean, a cologne.
Rite Aid
brand suntan cologne. You're just going to buy Copper Tone and for $4 and put it on and smell yourself.
Is that the one with the dog and the girl's butt? That's the good one.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
I love suntan lotion. I love suntan lotion. I like gasoline.
Oh, I like gasoline too.
I can smell gas.
Really? Yeah.
I love, we all know I love Dittos.
Oh, yeah.
I like skunk. I don't know why.
Skunk's a lot. I saw a skunk the other day. I was walking outside.
I just didn't mind the smell of it.
And he looked at me. I looked at him. We went our separate ways.
Very sad.
Well,
you introduced?
I didn't want to spend too much time with him.
Q Journey.
Fly by night.
Q Journey, the band?
Yeah, we went our separate ways.
Oh. Wow, I didn't get that. And that's what you were humming?
Yeah.
So hum it again. At separate ways? Can you please
know the bass part?
I got a second.
You know the bass part. Yeah, right.
You can't hum Journey songs, so I have to learn that.
Hey, I was a little late on
it. Okay, do faithfully. Okay, do faithfully.
No, I only do that one. You can catch
no,
my act.
No, you don't.
Next week, catch my act.
Wait, please, hum faithfully again.
I mean,
hum
in the first
separate ways.
Right.
Sounded like the Twilight Zone theme. The place far away.
Alright. Sherry's word.
Right, it was his 80s band.
My next word is vampire.
Because
I had to catch up on all the True Bloods this week. I'm only two episodes away.
What is True Blood? I am not...
It's an HBO
the
series.
Pop lexicon.
It's got Suki and Bill, and it's a very graphic vampire story.
Yeah, I don't know, but I know vampires are very big now.
Yeah.
Twilight, right?
Yeah, they have another one on TV, regular TV.
Twilight is huge.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Are you a Twihard?
No.
I'm on Team Jacob. I don't know what that means, but I have a shirt.
No,
of course not. That would be great. I should just walk around with a Team Jake. Can I wear one on stage?
Sure.
And just get arrested for being a pedophile? Because I have to be at this point. It's amazing how they have these Twilight moms that are just, oh my God, Team Jacob. If a guy ever is just like, oh, that 16-year-old girl, and walk around and I go, ooh, look at me with the shirt. And he should be arrested. But the girls can get away with it. He's so cute. The guy's like, oh, Britney Spears, she's so cute when she was 16.
locked up. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Wow. Meanwhile, these twihard moms are just drooling over these, you know, prepubescent vampires.
Wow. Jacob's a werewolf.
Am I on the werewolf team?
Yeah.
I'm on Team Jacob.
How do you even know his...
I don't know, but it's... People, I hear, I'm on team this, I'm on team that. So I was on Boiling Springs when I was in Little League. That's the team I was on. Boiling Springs Bank. I was number 13. I was
Why
the catcher.
Am I not surprised?
That's my favorite number. 13. Yeah. I was a catcher. Make your own sexual joke, Adam.
No, I'm not. I'm just... My favorite number is... You want to guess?
7.
No?
That's mine!
Yours is 7?
Yes.
What's your favorite number?
9.
Oh, number 9. God, number 9.
Not because of the Beatles.
But because of?
Because of
baseball player.
Greg Nettles.
Yes.
Thank you.
Third base.
All right.
Third base. Greg Nettles, third base.
Third base, yeah. And Elisa's is?
I have one. Two. Two favorite
You can't
numbers.
Have two favorite numbers.
I have two of them, and they're equally favorite.
I had a little toy when I was a kid. Remember that barn? And then you'd open up the barn and go, bleh.
Yes, I remember.
And then on the top it had a little, and that's where you kept the pigs.
The Fisher Price.
It was a Fisher Price thing. That's where you put all the animals up top. It had like a little barn.
That's the hayloft.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you put the birds in there. And then you'd open the door and go, meh. It had like a spring on it. It was mershy. Mobster Fisher Price.
I can't
do that for hours. Can I just tell you?
It's all at the flea market. I'm just like, and everybody's like, oh, I had one of those. And then it comes, if you find it with the silo, oh, you're in business. That's where you used to keep everything. You used to come with a silo. And you used to keep all your animals in there. And the cover was the bottom. And then you turn it over and dump out all your pigs and cows and horses and you play. And then you put it back in the silo. And they got separated a lot.
The silo and the barn?
Yeah. So, but if you find them both together with the fence and the horse and the people,
score.
Get it.
Score. I'd buy that.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. I would play with that ad nauseum. It's great. All
right.
Where's my thing, by the way?
It's in the room.
Doctor.
All right. Bri.
Oh, see, somebody has something. All right.
Sort of like that.
There it is.
You need the myrrh.
I try. I put it on cow, but it's...
Cow. Oh, there's cow.
That's a sick cow.
Whoa.
That's like
the dying cow says.
Oh, my God.
When Brian has his prostate exam.
This is Brian at the prostate exam. Brian at the prostate exam.
Oh,
hey, this is me at the prostate exam. Uh-oh.
This is a horse.
Yeah, kind of like that.
That pretty much nails it. All right, I think we've pretty much... Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. This is the last one. This is me at my prostate exam.
The rooster says...
That's me running out.
That's sickly, this thing.
I know.
That is old.
See and say. The games really sucked when we were kids.
You kept it all these years?
No, it was actually Brian.
Blip. Remember Blip? Blip, 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 blip. It was the dumbest game in the world. It was a handheld game. You play with the other person like this. It was a tennis game. And it was a little dot.
Like electronic?
Yeah, and then you had three choices. And the dot would come towards you, and then it would go to either to the left, to the center, or to the right. And then you'd have to hit the button real quick, and then it would bounce back.
It was kind of like a combination of air hockey and pinball.
Yeah, or pong or something.
It was, it was horrible. But I want one.
Okay.
I want Blip and Merlin. I'll take Merlin.
Well, Chrissy and I had, well, it was really Chrissy's, but we had Merlin.
Merlin's good.
Yeah, that red thing. It looks like a phone, sort of.
Or Einstein.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's Merlin was cool.
Merlin was cool. Yeah, it looked like a phone. Like a big red.
Red
looked like an early cell phone.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Just walk around with a Merlin. Huh. Hello? Yeah, it's me. Yeah, Merlin, what do you want? And see who gets the joke. And I'm going to hang it from my belt and use it as a cell phone. Do they make that? Can they turn a Merlin into a cell phone?
Sure.
Because I would buy that.
Take out and put a cell phone in the casing.
Yeah.
I want that. That's my new invention. What have I invented so far? The Merlin cell phone, the suntan lotion cologne, which you can conveniently get at any Right Guard.
Oh, the proctologist screen.
I patented that one.
All right, can Alicia tell you her two favorite numbers?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Back to the numbers.
Numbers. Go.
Why? 4 and 7.
4? Big Babe Ruth fan?
Not together.
Well, of course, he was number 3. I mean,
yeah, 4 and 7.
Big Lou Gehrig fan?
No.
Big Lou Gehrig fan, right?
No, big ALS fan.
You big Lou Gehrig disease fan. It's nice.
No, I have no idea why. I just like both of those numbers, 4 and 7. And by the way, 4 is female. 7, I think, is male. Because numbers have genders.
By the looks of them?
No. Not all. 2 is male, 3 is female, 4 is female. 5, 6, 7, and 8 are male. 9 is female. That's as far as I go.
Wait.
And who decided?
Did you make this up?
It just is.
1?
I don't know about 1.
1 is the
asexual.
Loneliest number.
Asexual.
Asexual.
1 is the loneliest number.
Right.
2?
Two
well, it could be as sad as 1. It's just lonely number since number 1.
Bisexual.
Bump, 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 bump. Or wait, how do you do it, Brian? Do your separate ways again.
No.
What was that?
It's separate ways.
No, it's not.
3 and 4 are female.
No, yeah, 5
yes,
is male.
Are. 5, 6, 7, and 8 are all male.
6 is
no. Nah. 5, 6, 7, 8 are male.
8
yes,
is
female. Yep. Look, 5, 6, 7, and 8 are male. 9 is female.
I just want to know who created that. Did you create that?
No, the universe did.
When Neptune hit the planet,
the asteroid belt.
Out came female 6.
Please email us at thewagmusic@aol.com. Let us know what you think of our show and receive a free prize.
What word are we on now?
Alicia's word, please.
My last word?
Was it?
I didn't do my last word.
Okay, you do
okay,
your
then
word.
You go.
Yeah, she did vampire.
Because you went first.
Excuse me.
You are going to live. You're going
to
live.
I need to know.
Go.
Because it's a when is it? It's a day after Wednesday.
I made it. I made it through another. I was a little worried, but it's Thursday. I almost sent out an email today.
Can you die on a Thursday?
I could. It just wouldn't ruin your weekend. You'd still have Friday night to celebrate, and then you feel compelled to go to the
Saturday. And
so when you write my country song, it's kind of like about the ex-wife. Like she has to go because she has to. She has to go. But you know that's how it.
I have a confession to make.
Go ahead.
I kind of wrote a country song.
Oh, good. About my...
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, it just came out the day that we wrote the emails. When you said, hello, I'm here.
Well, send me it.
Wow.
I can't. I'd have to sing it, unfortunately.
Sing it.
You want to sing it on the radio show?
Sing it on the radio show.
You don't have to sing it on the radio show.
What's it called? I hope I die on a Wednesday.
If he dies on a Wednesday.
Oh, wow. Perfect. This is great.
Wait, I know how it goes.
No. That's what that is, Batman.
Yeah.
Batman.
No.
Pow, biff.
Poof, poof, pow, poof. Journey. Poof, pow. Steve Perry. Poof, pow. I don't know any other members. Poof, pow.
All right, well, I'm going to sing it.
Neil Sean.
Sure.
Do the, wow, I got another one.
The little washed-up bass.
Jonathan Cain.
Okay, wait, we're doing this country song coming. Go.
Is that a good key for you?
Sure. Right.
Boom, boom, boom.
If he died on a Wednesday, he'll surely die on a Wednesday. That don't mean my weekend's blowing, cause to that way I won't be showing. And if he dies, it won't affect me. The weather's fine.
It's good.
I'll go on happy. Just make it snappy before the cold of February.
Right. The very, very first version of If He Dies on a Wednesday. Apparently it's not going to affect this person.
Wow, I like that.
She went another way with it.
Yeah.
Then you could write,
you can
write the dead guy song. The rebuttal. Oh, you bitch. You fucking bitch. You didn't come.
such a witch.
That's why I killed you.
That's very good. I didn't do a good job on your base, your washtub.
Oh,
well, what else is new?
Oh. Hi-yo! Very good. That's very good.
Very good.
It just came out. Normally, sorry, like, it just, I sing it.
That's fine. Normally, Brian will have these ideas. Like, oh, you guys should do a song about this, whatever. We'll be like, yeah.
That's it.
Don't give away our secret.
I know what happens when I leave the room. Enough with Brian.
Can you believe he suggested that? Forget that. We're gonna run
it. It was
our
crazy
own.
Enough, and it just.
All right, good. I like it. Keep going with it.
I have a whole story behind it too. So.
Nice.
Wow.
So no verses.
Will we hear the next verse next time? Maybe.
Yeah.
Keep them coming.
All right. We'll have to work on some instrumentation.
I would think. Boom. Boom.
Probably
cut it,
but you know, maybe with a real bass, you know.
Yeah,
and a real bass player.
Yeah, we need a real bass player for that.
All right. My last word,
scotch.
Yeah, and I suggested it here that maybe because the way that you're pronouncing right guard and right way and whatever, like maybe you hit the scotch a little.
No. I don't drink scotch.
Okay.
I like gin. Gin is good. Gin and tonic is good.
Okay.
Makes me sick.
Well, scotch is like...
What?
Like zinc?
Yeah, like zinc. But okay. It's more fun. I have more fun than I throw up. Zinc, I just throw up. I should have picked zinc.
Should have. At least your word.
You're not going to like it.
Go ahead.
Sheep.
Okay.
Set off.
When...
Hang on, let me get my horse sound effect.
Oh, you're so good!
I know.
How do you know?
And this is a horse story. Get ready.
How did you know?
Where else are you going to word... What are you going to use the word sheath?
When male horses are gelded, they don't produce, like, certain oils and stuff that would naturally keep them clean in places. So people have to clean things for them. And I walked up the hill today to see my coworker Julia with a glove up to here.
Oh,
and
no.
Then another, and she had done this the other day too, so I know all that anyway. Another glove up to here. Dante, the 2,300 pound Belgian draft horse, sedated, still standing, he wasn't fully out, but sedated. And poor Julia, I didn't know a person's arm could go so far up into a male horse.
That sounds like my proctologist exam. I didn't know Dr. Blomfingers can go touch my tonsils. I think he took my tonsils out. Maybe I don't have my tonsils. You have to take the appendix out while you're there.
You know how a horse's thing comes out and goes in? Like, his was in, and trust me, it's huge, but his was in, so I didn't know where her arm went. Seriously, like if it was out, then I could understand it would have a place to go. But it was up in there, so where did her arm go?
And is there, what's this process called?
Just cleaning his weenie.
Masturbation. Oh, sorry, cleaning his weenie.
Yeah, and so she had to clean it, and it was nasty.
Mm.
That's it.
What was your word?
Wait, what?
Sheath,
and that is.
It's called. They call it, for lack of a more disgusting phrase, cleaning the sheath, because that's, like, what it kind of goes up into, the sheath.
I'm going to go home and clean the sheath. Help me sleep.
All right, what's your word, Bri?
Wow.
My last word is magic light ESP, that's really my car.
Okay, that's quite a few words.
Wait.
That's a noun.
What is it?
No.
It is a noun. It's magic light ESP that's really my car. Now, if you could figure out the story behind that, I'll give you $100.
That's the name of your car?
Magic light ESP that's really my car.
Your car turns on its headlights when it knows that you're coming towards it.
Wrong.
But it was a good guess.
It was close. Has to deal with something akin to that.
Akin.
Magic light ESP, that's really my car.
Oh, your car turns off the street lights?
There we go.
Yep.
She's got it. Actually, it turns them on.
They're on.
There's this one street light I pass by, and at least once or twice a week, because people are wackos, and they, oh my God, I turn lights off.
Yeah.
So once or twice a week, I pass by the same light, and it's barely on, and I drive past it, and it goes right on. Okay.
Well, at least
so
you think turn something
on. Exactly. So then, so you think to yourself, am I magic? Can I turn the light on? So you pass by it the next day, and it's flickering, and you concentrate on it. And I point my finger at it.
And
it goes on. And I slow down, and it's bang, and it goes on. And I say, people think, and then I realize I have this car that's generating electricity. That's probably the car. Don't you think it's a car?
Well, you generate electricity.
Yeah, I know, but a generator, and an alternator in a car generates more electricity. Yeah. People think it's them. It's my... See? It's the car. It's the car. So that's my ESP. What did I call it? I called it Magic Light ESP. That's really my car. Exactly. Because that's exactly what it is. It's just my car. It's my Hyundai.
So is the word just my car or the whole thing?
No, it's my magic. That's right. Magic Light ESP. That's my car.
Really my car.
That's really my car. But that's my car.
That's in my car.
That's in my car.
Oh, my God. I think we're going to have to all keep our own words.
Yeah, you're breaking the rules.
I'm not breaking the rules. That is a noun. It's called magic. Light ESP. That's
really
my car.
That's really my car.
I like just my car.
No, I like
magic light ESP. That's really my car.
Yeah, I like
all that. All right. Let's hear Sherry's last word.
Sherry, what are your last words?
My last word is chest pain.
Seriously, chest pain. Okay. One of my coworkers had it twice this week. She had to go to the hospital, and it really turned out to be bronchitis. Wow. So, but still, she was very, very scared because I had her hooked up to all these kind of machines and, you know, running all the tests. They didn't know what it was. And she had some nightmare stories, but I won't tell now. But.
All right.
So we have all our words.
Yeah. After your last word, Brian, I think I'd rather keep my words than true.
No, why? You don't want mine?
Well, the magic car ESP thing is weird.
It's not weird.
All right, fine. I'll switch with you.
No, I ain't taking your.
I want you to have these words.
All but two. Forget it.
All right.
I can't even say.
I have four in a row here.
Just hand them out randomly to people who don't look.
Yeah, Alicia. But he's going to choose.
No.
Let's make this fun. Hang on a sec.
I got them in order.
No. Shuffle them under the table.
Okay.
Close your eyes and hand them to people.
Well, I can't because one's little. Like, I know by
and
feel
one is
of
folded.
It. And one's folded. But it's okay because I put them in a specific order on my knee. Somebody needs to pick a number between 1 and 4.
Oh, good. So I might get mine back.
Well, we don't
you might
know going to pick.
Give me 2.
Yeah, 4.
You picked 2.
I did not get mine back.
You picked 4. And Sherry, you got to pick
1.
You pick 1?
Oh, boy.
All right.
Ha-ha.
Did you get yours back?
Nope.
No, everybody got different
ones. I got yours.
Oh, I got the magic light ESP thing.
Damn right.
Darn.
All right, now you start.
And Harper Valley PTA.
Yes, you do. And it starts... It starts with...
Oh, I didn't want yours.
You start, Brian.
All right, well, I need the words.
There's right. Your words.
Okay, and where are we going? Are we going clockwise or counterclockwise?
Clockwise.
Oh, now it's all out of order. Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay.
Let's do the wrap-up at the end, so I have to remember.
I was very thirsty today. Today I was craving lemonade, so I decided to go to the store.
The store was called...
Whoa.
Again, please. Do it right this time.
What? Oh, I was very thirsty today. I was craving lemonade. Cha-ching.
Thank you. All
right.
So I decided to go to the store down the street.
Okay.
The store down the street was very fancy schmancy, had a very high opinion of themselves, and named themselves the Chateau. Cha-ching.
So I went into the store called the Chateau to buy lemonade, and I bought a bass speaker instead. Why? I don't know, because you can't drink it. Cha-ching.
So after this impulse buy, I decided to take my bass speaker to my basement at home. And I really wanted to piss off the neighbors because... We've just been having neighbor wars for the last 2 weeks. So I took my belt, cha-ching, and strapped it up to the window as high as I could so that it could be close to the neighbor's window.
So by using that belt, I was able to put the bass speaker right hanging out of the window, and I blasted Harper Valley PTA. Cha-ching, like you've never heard it before. And I saw the neighbors, light come on, the kids ran out of the house.
That music was so loud, you could hear it all the way on Neptune. Cha-ching. Nice.
So the neighbors ran out of the house, ran into the basement, and proceeded to shoot the person with the sawed-off shotgun. Now there's a dead body in the basement.
What person is that?
The person that I guess it's me. They shot me because I had my bass speaker on high singing Harper Valley PTA out the window. So now I'm dead. So now it's a murder mystery. This is great. All right, it's a murder mystery.
Do we change the tense of who's speaking the story? Or
well, now the ghost is speaking. So now, okay, yeah, that's good. Okay, so that's perfect. So then they shot me dead. So now I'm a ghost. And now I went, you know, I said, okay, now they shot me, I'm going to go haunt them. So I proceeded to
go over to where they went back home. And I thought I would try out my new ghostly powers. And I tried to take a bite, cha-ching, out of his ankles, but to my avail,
he was the great bandito, cha-ching, that couldn't be hurt by even a ghost bite.
So the great bandito can't be hurt by a ghost. I like it.
So
mm-hmm.
I had to think of another way to get my revenge,
and I knew that he was allergic to chocolate, cha-ching. So
all right.
Chirp, 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 chirp. Cricket.
All right. The great bandito was allergic to chocolate. So the ghost bite didn't hurt him, but we knew he was allergic to chocolate. So I went to I went back to the chateau and I bought a chocolate giraffe, cha-ching. Hoping he liked. Yes.
How does a ghost bite?
And where do they sell chocolate giraffes?
With. Buys it with.
He just stole it?
Money? He buys it with. What does he buy it with?
I don't know.
He just waltzes in and takes it. He's a ghost.
It's you.
It's me. I went into the chateau. And I just grabbed the chocolate giraffe, cha-ching.
He didn't even buy it.
Well, the automatic door didn't open for me. I had to wait for somebody to walk through. Then I went through. I slid right into the Easter aisle.
Ghost. Can't you just go right through the door?
No, not those doors. You got to wait. You got to wait. And then
they
I had to wait for
you. Giraffe's free.
Yeah. This chocolate. That's the only time they sell chocolate in animal form. Chocolate bunnies at the chateau. Yeah, they're too the highbrow to sell chocolate Easter bunnies.
They have giraffes.
All right, so I went and I bought a chocolate giraffe, and I floated back out of the store, and I went back to the house and proceeded to shove it down the guy's throat because he was allergic to chocolate, so I hear. And then...
Okay. So then... Oh, God.
Oh, dear. I've screwed you, haven't I?
Yes. So, after the chocolate was shoved down his throat, he started convulsing. And he ran out. I don't know. I need help on this one.
Wow.
So he ran outside, and being that it was so bright out, he was able to notice his tan lines on his ankle. Cha-ching! I'm stuck. All
right.
Sorry, but...
Upon noticing that, he realized that there's only one cure to this chocolate mess that he's in, and that would be to swallow something else. So he grabbed the closest thing next to him, which was a box of animal crackers. Cha-ching!
That's it? What he didn't realize, though, was that the animal crackers had already been eaten, and his wife was using the box to store her potpourri, cha-ching, in. So he just ate a bunch of potpourri instead of animal crackers.
So the animal crackers were the antidote to the chocolate giraffe.
Apparently.
But the potpourri does nothing. Right. The potpourri does anything for chocolate giraffes? I don't think so. So he died.
Uh-oh.
So the revenge was... The circle came around. Oh. The circle was complete. The ghost killed the guy. But...
But there's two ghosts now.
But now, they buried him.
Who?
The neighbor. The dead neighbor who ate chocolate giraffe. And he... One day, he rose out of the ground because he was a vampire. Cha-ching. And then... Oh, I'm not done. Then the vampire decided to go to the ghost's house where the speaker was. I know. My house where the speaker was, and proceeded to turn back on Harper Valley PTA just as a ha-ha, I got you, now you're dead, I'm dead too kind of situation. Cha-ching.
So after doing that, the vampire decided he was very hungry after a very long ordeal. And the only thing closest to him was a kookaburra up in the tree. Cha-ching!
So he realized that that's not going to really fill him up. So he decided to drive down the street.
Yeah.
At that moment... A light came on. A street light.
Could you be a little more original? Mr. Literal.
So, the vampire neighbor said, my gosh. It's as though I have a magical light ESP that's really my car. So then he proceeded to drive the car off the cliff to rid the world of himself. Cha-ching.
Wait, who is this?
The neighbor.
Vampire.
Right.
He just killed himself. Again. He's a vampire. Apparently he drove onto a wooden spike.
Yeah, exactly. That's not going to kill a vampire.
Sea of garlic. I don't know. What else kills vampire? I can't... Oh, and I... What could kill... Oh, forget it. Forget it.
Vampires?
Vampires. Vampires don't like garlic.
Wait, I think Brian has had a little too much scotch.
Cha-ching!
Oh, yeah. Tonight.
So, the ghost who had too much scotch and he can't talk, which is me, having killed the vampire twice, I killed him once,
he actually
then he killed himself.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. Because he turned a light on in his car, and then he decided, well, vampire death isn't worth living, which isn't really living,
dying.
So he's dying. Is he alive now?
Dead.
Again.
Yeah.
He's dead again. I have chest pain. I just have chest pain. This story gives me chest pain. Cha-ching! Looking at me in the hospital. He's having chest pain.
I'm going to go clean cha-ching.
Oh, wait. The story's not over.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. No, hang on a second. Let me... Okay, so now I'm the ghost, and for some reason, as soon as the vampire died again, I had a sudden chest pain. Cha-ching.
And after all that, I decided I had nothing better to do, so I got on a pair of gloves and went and... Clean the sheets.
Hey!
Amen.
So that at the end, the ghost with the chest pain, which is me, having killed a vampire twice, decided to go clean the horse's sheath.
Yes. But the vampire killed himself the second time. It was suicide.
Yeah, but that's because the light came on.
Right. You want to sum up this story?
No. I couldn't begin to sum up this story. I wouldn't know where to start. I don't even really know where it started.
It started, let me think. Don't tell me.
I had his word.
Don't tell me. Brian went first, and he had somebody's words. Hang on a second. Damn. He went to the Chateau store. Hang on a second. He went to the Chateau store. Because that's, wait a minute. Chateau was second. What was first?
You need to know. You want to know?
You want to know whose words he had? Third.
Yeah, whose words did he have?
Yours, you dope.
Oh. He wanted lemonade. So
lemonade.
So he wanted lemonade. So he went to the Chateau. And then instead of buying lemonade, he bought a bass speaker, which he went to his house and went into the basement and tied it up to the window with a belt and then proceeded to blast Harper Valley PTA to the neighbor. Okay? And the neighbor came over. Ah, oh, that's you. What did the neighbor do? I mean, I know what he did eventually. What did he do? The neighbor...
No.
Wait a minute.
It was so loud.
It was so loud, he thought he heard it in Neptune.
Well, okay.
Close enough. It could be heard in Neptune. So he went over and took the short-off shotgun. And shot... Short-off shotgun. I still can't talk. And proceeded to shoot me, and now I'm dead. And then I said, hey.
Hey.
I said, sit on it. Hey. Then I went to go haunt him. And I went to go haunt him, and as I was biting his ankle, he saw his tan line for some reason.
No.
I'm early.
You couldn't hurt him because...
I couldn't hurt him because...
You were a ghost.
I was a ghost.
And he was the great...
Oh, Bandito! Oh, I forgot. The ghosts don't hurt the great Bandito. I forgot he was the great Bandito! Oh, my God.
He turned into a vampire. Vampire Bandito.
Okay, so then we became a vampire. No, I couldn't hurt him. The only thing that hurt him was chocolate.
Because he had an allergy.
So he went to the Chateau to buy chocolate.
You did. You went.
I went to buy chocolate. A chocolate giraffe.
But you couldn't get into the doors.
I couldn't get into the door. I had to wait until somebody came in because apparently Casper can't go through the door. Then I bought the chocolate. I came back and shoved it down his throat. Okay? Then after I shoved it down his throat, Then he saw his tan. He went outside. He went running outside. Oh, my God. I need an antidote to the chocolate giraffe. Oh, wow. I have tan lines. So then he reached for the animal crackers.
The antidote,
which is the antidote to chocolate giraffe.
Keep him outside.
But there's a problem because instead of the animal crackers, he mistakenly grabbed potpourri.
No, 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 no.
They look exactly the same.
No. His wife potpourri in the animal cracker box.
Mrs. Bandito, instead, she ate all the animal. She's a great Bandito, Mrs. Knee.
I like that.
Knee?
Knee. That's what they do in, like, obituaries. Knee.
Nay.
When they used to be. Knee.
Nay.
Knee.
Nay.
Knee.
Nay.
Knee.
Say.
So, wait a minute. All right, so wait a minute.
And that's
so
why you shouldn't change your name.
Mrs. Bandito ate all the animal crackers and decided to put potpourri in the animal cracker box. So he thought he was eating the antidote, but he was eating the potpourri. Okay? So then he died, and then they buried him. But then he came back to life as a vampire. And then he went back over to the guy's house. And he was hungry. So he looked up in a tree and saw a kookaburra.
But he did not want to
eat the kookaburra. So he decided to jump in a car for some reason and drive down the street, Mr. Original, and drove by a light. And the light came on, and he said, well, that's not really ESP. That's my light turning on ESP. That's really my car. And, well, as a vampire, life's not worth living. So he drove off a cliff and then to his death.
To his death.
And then...
Then I drank.
Oh, yeah, no. I felt the pain. No. I drank scotch for some reason. Me, I'm out of myself.
I literally
drank scotch. This is me, Brian, talking. I'm completely out of the story. And because I can't talk. But then my ghost had chest pains as soon as the vampire died. Ooh, very scary. And then because that all happened, I decided to go clean the horse's sheath.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.